Yes, well, it's the year of Northern Ireland's big push for tourism, the Our Time, Our Place campaign. But official new figures are showing a 12% slump in visitor figures here. The falls revealed in statistics published by Stormont's Department of Enterprise. They're provisional figures covering visitors staying at least one night here over the period January to September this year. They're down 12% on the same period last year. Visitors from Great Britain are down 15%, and there's a 20% fall for the rest of Europe. But there is some better news. There's an increase in staycations, Northern Ireland people having breaks here. And Detty is also reporting that hotel room occupancy rates are up 11%. Visitors from North America are up a healthy 18%. In a few minutes, I'll be talking to Detty Minister Arlene Foster. But first, travel writer Simon Calder joins us. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. Yes, not a great morning, I'm afraid, for the Minister. But there have been an awful lot of extenuating factors, which is, I imagine, what she's going to tell you. I got it wrong. I thought this was the year everything would come right for Northern Ireland. I thought everything was going in the right direction, from the fact that the Titanic Belfast has opened and has been doing actually very, very well indeed. Lonely Planet, of course, raving about Northern Ireland, in particular Belfast. And with the sense that every year that goes on since the Good Friday Agreement, people in England, Wales and Scotland might actually decide that it's worth going across to investigate Northern Ireland. However, as we've seen, this has it's been a pretty dismal year, and you can go through the entire list, everything from the dreadful weather right through to the Olympics, which of course will have had some impact as well. And of course, don't forget BMI Baby, terrible nuisance for people from Northern Ireland trying to get away on their holidays. Also very inconvenient for the inbound tourism industry trying to get people to come in.
Well, you were one of those who came here on holiday this year, Simon. So are you surprised, given the experience you had, that there is this fall?
Well, it's difficult to see in isolation. I mean, I was one of the people who didn't get the best weather that Northern Ireland had ever had. And that is going to be a significant issue. There's also the fact, of course, that the pound is doing quite well against the euro, which means that people in, well, let's be absolutely specific, Southeast England, the biggest, richest travel market in Europe, they were more inclined to go to other places.
On a ferry across the channel and they're
exactly,
somewhere warm.
I mean, so many opportunities, particularly going south and east. And from where I am in London, Belfast and the rest of Northern Ireland, beautiful and fascinating though it is, it's kind of going in the opposite direction. So things will come right. I'm just, you know, slightly embarrassed to say that I called it wrong.
Well, I suppose there's not much either you or Stormont can do about the weather here in Northern Ireland. But is there anything that you can look at and point to, maybe your experiences travelling elsewhere in the world, that they can learn from?
Well, look, I mean, it's all about having having the stuff there for when it does occasionally, as I've noticed in Northern Ireland, it does occasionally rain, and you can have things that people to do, which is why Titanic Belfast is obviously marvellous and doing very well. The crucial time, of course, for any big new attraction isn't necessarily the first year, it's the second and third years, because are you going to get repeat business? Are you going to continue to stimulate interest? Ulster Museum, again, the renovation there has been absolutely marvellous, and that's a great escape. And the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre, also very, very good. And the more that people are talking about Derry and the City of Culture in 2013, that has to be good as well. So it's a kind of incremental thing, but my goodness me, I was quite surprised to see the figures very significantly, particularly from the core market of England, Wales and Scotland, going in the wrong direction. Sorry, everybody.
But is it a case of we now need to take a step back, Simon, and look at this as a long-term investment that we will reap the benefits of in years to come?
It's the only thing we can do. Yes, there's no other. It's dismal. Oh, it's very good that domestic tourism, people, Northern Ireland residents are actually increasing. That's very good. Go off and explore to see what the rest of the country has to offer. But it's going to be a tough business. There are signs that things will rebound next year for the following reason, which is that given the easy availability of getting to the Mediterranean, lots of British people did do that. However, what they also encountered were extremely high prices. Back end of August, you could barely get a flight to Spain and back for under £500. And having had that kind of experience, people will be more inclined to look at the UK, where their pound is still worth a pound, and hopefully return. But it's also going to be, you know, the people who have been to the to Titanic Belfast, and I was, my goodness me, I'm very lucky to be able to buy tickets. I had to go along at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I seem to recall, as the only available slot. It was great. But the more people talk about Titanic Belfast, hopefully the more people will be getting on boats, getting on planes, going to Northern Ireland.
Well, is there anything that you can see, Simon, about the impact that Our Time, Our Place had across the water? You're in London.
Yeah.
Were you aware of it, I suppose?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, the amazing event at St James's Palace, where effectively Northern Ireland took over the place for the evening. That was quite a miraculous event. The good and the great of Northern Ireland, and plus quite a lot of people from the media. That was extremely impressive. There was absolutely no mistaking what was going on, and the sense of excitement, the sense of energy that surrounds Our Time, Our Place. And I think that will pay dividends, but I was hoping they would be paid a bit quicker than this.
Is that the thing, Simon? Were ordinary people actually aware of this campaign?
Oh, I think they were. I mean, I'm mostly talking from London and South East England, because that's where I spend a lot of my time when I'm not lucky enough to be travelling around the north of Ireland. And there was certainly, you know, high profile stuff there. But to be fair, you know, many people have made their holiday decisions. I think there's still some uncertainty about what you do with Northern Ireland. Do you go to Belfast as a city break? Do you explore the coast of Antrim? What do you do? And people don't quite know. And we haven't really, if there were one gap that I would identify, it is basically there needs to be somebody putting together fly drive packages, because we're very familiar with fly drive. We've done it in lots of places. We haven't done it in Northern Ireland. And I know from my happy experiences this summer that it's a great way to travel. But I just don't think people kind of understand what they're supposed to do. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we're joined now by Deputy Minister Arlene Foster. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, you must be disappointed at these figures.
Well, you know, I think we need to... good morning, Simon, to you as well.
Good morning, Minister.
I think we need to look at all of the figures in the round. These do not include the Republic of Ireland figures. They do include the Northern Ireland staycations, and I'm delighted to see that they have increased again. And we do need to understand that Great Britain, as a tourism outbound market, has decreased overall by nearly 20%. So people in Great Britain aren't travelling in the fashion that they were in the past.
Are you disappointed personally, Minister?
No, I'm not, because I spent last evening in Dublin with the tourism industry. They had a marvellous showcase down there, and the industry are in tremendously good form, and that to me is always a good barometer of how things are moving forward. They are telling me that their hotel rooms are fuller now than they have ever been, and therefore I do have to say, Lisa, that there are some questions in and around these NISRA figures that my chairman of Tourism Ireland has already, before these figures came out, raised in relation to the sampling, in relation to the margin of error, and all of those issues. And we must remember that these are provisional figures, and we will get the full yearly outturn at the end of the year.
But they have been issued by your department.
Yes, we are statutorily obliged to put out figures every quarter. I would much prefer to put out the figures when they are finished figures, rather than put out figures that may change before the end of the year.
If you were in charge of a company, though, that had a 12% fall in sales, you'd be having crisis meetings in the boardroom now.
Well, you see, we don't have a 12% fall in sales, as I've already indicated to you. We don't have the Republic of Ireland figures as yet. These are provisional figures.
And when are we getting those, Minister?
Well, we have to wait for those figures coming through to us. We'll not have them until we have the final figures next year.
But if people aren't travelling from Britain because of the economy, they're hardly coming up from down south, given the fiscal situation they're in.
Well, I don't think that that's right at all. I think they are more likely to come to their near market than they are to go to a market that's far away. And I do want to say, Lisa, you know, I heard Simon speaking very briefly there before I came on about Titanic Belfast. Titanic Belfast has been such a success for us with over 600,000 visitors. We were told at the time by the audit office that we would be lucky to get 400,000 visitors in the year. We've had 600,000 visitors since it opened at the end of March. The Giant's Causeway has also been a tremendous success with over 300,000 visitors. And the most interesting thing for me in the statistics that the companies give to me, both the National Trust and Titanic Belfast, that over 60% of those people are from outside of Northern Ireland. Now, so there you are. There is something wrong there, because NISRA are telling me that we have a fall of 12% in our visitors from outside of state. Whereas I look to Titanic Belfast and I look to the Giant's Causeway, and they're telling me that 60% of their visitors are from out of state. So, you know, what is going on in relation to these statistics?
Well, can we do more round?
Can we do more in the round in what way?
In terms of promoting tourism here?
Well, I mean, I spend a good deal of my time promoting tourism. I've just come back from China, where I was promoting tourism. I was in the United Arab Emirates. I have been to India. I've been to America. And I've also, of course, as I said last night, been down in Dublin promoting Northern Ireland as a good place for the Republic of Ireland visitors to come up and visit. And I very much hope that they will, because last night we had showcases from right across Northern Ireland, from the Fermanagh Lakelands right up to Belfast. Of course, our UK City of Culture in Londonderry, which we're all tremendously excited about, Armagh, Strangford Lough. They were all down in Dublin last night, and I was very pleased to be with them.
A big problem, if you don't mind me asking, Minister, is, of course, air links. And it's marvellous that you've been out in the United Arab Emirates. But unless there is a direct flight from Dubai or maybe Abu Dhabi to Belfast, it's still going to be a difficult, difficult journey for people to make, and very difficult for them to kind of understand the concept. Oh, well, you fly to London, then you have to go overland or maybe with another flight to Northern Ireland. Any progress on that?
Yes, well, as you know, we had the good success, Simon, in relation to our air passenger duty devolution, which meant that we were able to put air passenger duty to zero for international flights and flights over a certain distance, and that allowed us to retain the Newark flight. And I have been using that great tool that I now have to speak to other airlines, and we are making progress. We would like to see a flight in from Canada, and so we're talking to some of the airlines there. We are targeting places like Germany, and we would absolutely love to see a flight coming in from the United Arab Emirates, because we realise that it is very much a hub for the far and Middle East.
There is a direct flight into Dublin, isn't there?
There is, absolutely, and that's why we spent quite a considerable amount of money putting up Northern Ireland advertisements as you come into Terminal 2, I think it is, or maybe Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport. We have Northern Ireland very much on view for people when they come. But I accept Simon's point that you really need to have it in people's mind before they come, and therefore we need to keep going out to those markets to get Northern Ireland on the agenda. And again, Titanic has been a great help to us in that regard, because China, for the Chinese, Titanic is a global brand and they understand Titanic. And so we can go out and talk to them about Titanic and the fact that it was built in Belfast.
We have two different public bodies responsible for promoting tourism in Northern Ireland, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board and Tourism Ireland. How do they share out their responsibilities, and are you happy with the way they do that, Minister?
Well, the Tourism Ireland came about as a result of the Belfast Agreement, and under that agreement it was decided that the island of Ireland would be promoted right across the world as an entity. I have some concerns about that. It's no secret that I really do feel that Northern Ireland needs stand out as we go across markets, particularly in Great Britain, because Great Britain, we are part of the UK, obviously, and I do feel that friends and families and those who are part of the same nation state will want to come and visit us. So we've been having ongoing discussions with Tourism Ireland about that issue.
Who promotes us in GB then?
Tourism Ireland promotes us in GB under the terms of the Belfast Agreement. The Northern Ireland Tourist Board have the remit to promote Northern Ireland throughout Northern Ireland and indeed in the Republic of Ireland as well. So the Northern Ireland Tourist Board simply look after the island of Ireland.
Would you like to see that change then?
Well, I have challenged the Chairman and Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland that they really do need to bring standout to Northern Ireland, particularly when we have the United Kingdom City of Culture, the very first UK City of Culture, coming to Londonderry next year. We have the World Police and Fire Games next year. And of course, and it would be remiss of me not to mention it, and I think your listeners would be very surprised if I didn't, the fact that the G8 is coming to County Fermanagh next year is all because we are part of the United Kingdom, and I think we do need to make sure that we get standout in respect of where we are and who we are.
So you'd like to see the Northern Ireland Tourist Board perhaps take over those responsibilities?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me to change the terms of the Belfast Agreement. I think if I had the choice back in 1998, as you know, I wasn't a great proponent of the Belfast Agreement. I do believe that it was a mistake to give Great Britain marketing to Tourism Ireland, but we are where we are, and I have to challenge Tourism Ireland to make sure that they do promote Northern Ireland, particularly in the Great Britain market, in a way that gives us standout.
Simon and I were talking earlier that even the strongest critic of Stormont can't blame the executive for the weather, and that must have played a huge part in you know this downturn alongside the economy.
Well, I'm quite sure there'll be some callers on this morning who will try to blame Stormont for the weather because...
well, what are you going to do about it, Minister?
That's the way things go. Well, of course, that's a matter for the Department of Environment, Lisa. But, yes, we do have to deal with the climate. And as Simon says, that's why we need to have product to sell, which isn't reliant on the weather. And that's why Titanic, the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre and all of the other projects that we have been involved with have been so important for us.